Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it.
Put it up.
Good morning, good people. This is the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon.
This is Sam.
What's going on, everybody, man? I just wanted to say what's up, man, to the FSU community, man. We appreciate y'all. You know, y'all keep listening, y'all keep liking, y'all keep retweeting. Before we get into anything, man, hit the subscribe button somewhere at the bottom of your screen. I can't never figure out where it's at, even though when I sit here, it's always in the opposite direction. So I think it's right here.
Yeah.
Right there, man. Hit that subscribe button, man. Hit the subscribe button. Like the podcast. Leave a go nose, man. We're going to break down, I guess, what we saw on Saturday, man. Sam, you ready to dive in, man? Or you got anything else you want to discuss first? You want to talk about our Jaguars looking a lot like the Seminoles?
They tend to mirror each other every year.
They do a good job of snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. They do a real good job of that.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Watching two quarterbacks that play so good, just kind of come back down to earth a little bit. I also think that I also think the Jaguars are. I think they're going to be fine overall, long term. I actually think they're going to be okay. But
I think because the defense is legit.
Well, I think that, and I think that I think Doug is going to get Trevor fixed. I do. I think a lot of people last year, even when I was saying stuff about Trevor, was like blaming everything on Urban Meyer. And, you know, I was always kind of like, well, still NFL coaches over there that's coaching him. They're not bad coaches. Some of them coaches that was over there last year actually coached Russell Wilson, and he looked a lot better under those coaches. And Matt Stafford looked pretty good under some of those coaches too, and you know, Trevor's just not looking good right now. And you know, it's one of those things when people have somebody that they like, they can't criticize them. You can't say anything bad about them at all at any time. So, you know, but I'm not too upset about the Jaguars losing. I didn't know we lost 9 straight times to Houston.
That is correct.
I did not know that. Why do we assume we're going to beat Houston? Why do we keep assuming that?
Houston is what I was just told this morning is the worst team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And just like the Jaguars last year, beat the Bills.
Right.
As the worst team in the NFL. Man, it just happens sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In this situation, I thought it said a lot more about Trevor than it did about the team as a whole. I thought the team as a whole actually looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think when Trevor plays better, or if Trevor plays better, then the wins come. So either they got to get Trevor to, like you said, they got to fix Trevor, or they got to move on and find the quarterback who can work with the pieces that they have. Because, again, I think you got two really good running backs. You got a good receiving core. Your offensive line is decent, and your defense is good.
There's no reasons
you should be losing.
He'll be fine. He'll figure it out. It's a long season. I'm not going to kill Trevor, you know. But
I'm not either.
But you know what, though? He's not perfect, okay? He's not perfect, and he does some things. But let's get to the FSU stuff, man, because – I can see the chat's already blowing up. So let's get there. Let's go ahead. Let's dive in.
Oh, all right. You know what? I'm gonna let you go first. I was gonna say a lot, but I'm gonna let you go first.
Let's start here though. Let's start here. The team is 4-2.
Mm. Is that where you want to start?
No. Oh yeah, I want to start there. The team is 4-2. All right. Should we take a macro look at this and say, this is a good thing, we're in a good place, the program's back, blah, 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 this and that. Like, how should we feel about the season where we sit at right now? How should we feel? I think that's the bigger question, right? That's the question everybody wants to know. Like, what does this mean? Because I think the problem with fans and me, I'm one of those people. You want to know, do you got the right coach? Do you have the right play callers? You got the right coordinators? Do you have the right things in place to take the, for Florida State to take the next step, right? And every game gives you information and informs your opinion on that, right? So how do we feel about the staff, the coaches, you know, the players, you know, how do we feel about that? I think that's where we got to start right there.
You know, it's a lot of people who say, oh, we 4-2. Y'all would have taken that before the beginning of the season, so be happy. There's no reason to critique. Mm-hmm. Those are the same people who go on vacation even though the radiator broke, the car broke down, and you don't got no money in the savings because we said we were going out of town. We were going on vacation.
Right.
Sometimes circumstances change.
Yeah.
Yes. At the beginning of the season, if you would have told me they would have been 4-2, I'd have been happy. I'd have said, man, all right, I'll take 4-2. I also would have took 1-5.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know anything at that point. I only kind of had an idea of what we were looking at. Well, the problem is those things change now.
Yeah.
We saw them 4-0. We saw what they looked like. We saw what they did well.
Right.
The reason why these last two losses are unacceptable is because you should have won both of them. When you beat yourself, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And you should be able to be critical. Nobody cares if they are 4-2 before the season. But now looking at it and you have a clear win against NC State, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused at the, like, so when they say, yeah, if the 4-2, y'all should be happy. No, I'm not happy with 4-2 when we could be 6-0 and in the top 10. Why would I be happy with 4-2? The circumstances have changed. So no, I'm not happy with 4-2 at all.
Yeah. I think if I would have told you the team would be 4-2 to start the season, I think we'd have said, yeah, we'll take 4-2. That's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Also, I thought before the season that we thought the ACC would be better. We thought the ACC had a lot of good quarterbacks coming back into it. And these teams will be a lot older. These teams will be a lot better, right? I picked Wake Forest to win the conference. So us losing to Wake Forest didn't surprise me. I thought Wake Forest was a better team.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, going back, watching the Wake game, Wake was going to do whatever they had to do to win that game. So if they need to score 50 points, they would have scored 50. If all they got to do is score 31, they were going to score 30. Like, if he had to drive down the field to score, Hartman's going to drive down the field to score. If he need to hold the ball for 15 minutes, he'll hold the ball 15 minutes. Like, the Wake team was just better, right?
We did not control that game.
Yeah, yeah. I tip my cap. Wake was better, right? I don't think Wake had better players, right?
Nope.
I don't think Wake had better players than you, right?
Had a better team.
I thought y'all was just about equal, right? But it's not surprising they beat you. This NC State game is troubling because there was signs versus other teams that we kept bringing up, and we felt like, how is this going to play when you play against a team with equal talent and equal preparedness and readiness when they play you? You know, like the LSU game, you know, we talked about some of the defensive things and some of the things on offense, the situational mess that sometimes Mike kind of finds himself in the red zone. And they've been bad in the red zone this year, quite frankly. They was really good last year in the red zone. They haven't been good this year in the red zone, which is interesting because you would think because you got better wide receivers that you would be better in the red zone. But
they don't know what to do in the red zone.
Right. So,
They've got an abundance of talent and they have no idea what to do.
Right. So this is a play calling thing, right? This is like calling plays and being organized in the red zone. You're not really where you need to be at, right? I also think that we have to stop this conversation as far as Willie versus Mike. This isn't a Willie versus Mike conversation, right? This is can Mike Norvell raise the program to a certain standard of 10 wins, top 10 recruiting classes, right? Mm-hmm. 10 wins, top 10 recruiting classes, right? That's kind of where we want to be at. We want to reside in that neighborhood so we can propel ourselves back to the top 5 in college football, right? That's just the truth. That's where we want to go at. Mm-hmm. Can he get us there? You know, when you watch that game Saturday, it's some things in there that's very troubling because I don't think Mike Norvell and Jordan Travis are on the same page with certain things. It's some interesting body language there, you know. The defense.
I want to speak to that real quick.
Go ahead.
I think it's a trust thing. It's one thing to say I trust my quarterback. It's another thing to coach like I trust my quarterback. And I thought Saturday he coached as if he didn't trust his quarterback. You know what I mean? I thought he looked at it and said, the problem with this game is a lot of problems, but one of the biggest things I saw was again, the last drive.
Yeah.
The game plan on that last drive was a mistake from the beginning, because the game plan on the last drive was, let's play for a field goal.
Right.
Like, you could tell based on the time management, the play calls, they were playing to get their kicker in perfect field goal range to make a field goal. That's a problem, because you can't trust your field goal kicker.
Right.
I would have never, under no circumstance would I have been playing for a field goal.
But let me ask you a question. Let me ask you this question, though. The game plan to me felt, so the first
conservative.
The whole game plan felt conservative, but the first half, and I almost can understand why you're conservative to start the game, because you want to weather the NC State storm early, right? They just came off a loss. Hmm. They should come out like gangbusters. Let's just survive the first quarter. Hold on. I'm saying, in my mind, I'm going through
process. You're trying to put yourself in
of a head
life.
Coach, right?
Okay.
How you're thinking, right? My team's a little fragile. Right, teams a little fragile. They just lost a game, right?
Don't get blowed out early.
Don't get yourself out of the game early, right? Don't get give their defense turnovers, right? Mm-hmm. Let's get to halftime and see where we at. There is now this is gonna be some mic criticism, so you know, brace yourselves. there is too much of a variance of emotions from him on the sidelines for me, right? You keep the field goal. You go up. You make a great special teams call. Pokey runs it back. You keep the field goal. You up 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great play caller.
Great play caller, right? Why are you celebrating like it's the end of the fucking game? Okay? Why are you doing that? Why are you jumping all up and down? Why is everybody jumping all up and down? Why are we doing all of this?
Go ahead.
This goes back to the LSU game. It's the first game. You put a game plan in to win the game, right? You expect it to win the game. You block a kick at the end. Why are you running on the field, jumping on the back of your coach like you just won a bowl game or a national championship? All right? Got a long season.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Yeah. Let's act like everything we do is a part of the plan and a part of our process. And this is what we do. Let's act like that. Like, let's mature. Let's mature. Let's stop acting surprised when good things happen, right? This is what's supposed to happen, right? Let's grow up a little bit, all right? You kick the field goal to go up in half. Everybody's celebrating on the field. Why? Why are you doing that? Game's not over. All you did was kick a field goal. It's Florida State. It's time to dominate.
I think this is a mindset thing.
This is a mindset.
I agree with
this
you.
This is the way we go about our business. We kick ass. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. This isn't a... Mm-hmm. The mighty, mighty little Giants. Oh my God, we can win the game. No, man, grow up on the sidelines. Okay, that's one. Then you go to half, come out of half. Defense gives up a touchdown, right? Oh. And I'm looking around. Then you got your punter, special teams. He's running past the line of scrimmage. No fucking self awareness. Okay. All right, whatever. Then Gibbons gets a dumb personal foul. Mm-hmm. You go over there and talk to him. You come back. Mm-hmm. Then Jordan Travis does some more dumb shit. Throws an interception. Mm-hmm. He don't want to talk to you. Then you need to talk to him. It's all weird to me. And I'm not saying he can't be the head coach. I'm not saying fire the coach. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's something missing in the link of the process of, man, this is what we do when things look a certain kind of way. We go back to a foundational way in which we do things, and it does feel like we kind of flying by the seat of our pants sometimes in moments. And that bothers me a little bit, because I'm trying to figure out, are you coaching because of the outside noise that you hear, or are you in tune with what your team is and what they need and what you see them being? Because being the LSU team with not a lot of returning starters and a new head coach isn't a big deal when you where you're supposed to be in your process.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? Coming out beating Louisville, I thought that was a huge win for them, man. I really did. And I liked the demeanor of the team when they beat Louisville. I liked the way they acted like, no, we supposed to win this game. We're the better team. We're going to take it to y'all. Where is that mentality at? And as the head coach, I'm not saying the players can't celebrate. They can.
No.
But as the head coach, you have to be steady in all situations, because when you get too high, they get too high. When you get too low, they get too low.
He's the leader. They look to him, and if you're indecisive, they're going to play indecisive. I looked at everything that we saw, and Mike got caught in the air a lot of times.
Yeah,
I think he didn't know whether he wanted to be aggressive, whether he wanted to run the ball. He didn't know whether he wanted to throw on first down or run on first. He had no idea what his game plan was, especially in the second half.
Right.
I mean, no clue at all. It was so much indecision to where I was like, what? At some point, he had become so predictable to where you literally had no run game. It wasn't just because Trayshon Ward. Nobody was getting yards on that.
Yeah.
It's predictable. They know it's second down. Your running back is on the right-hand side. He is coming across the body. It's easy at this point.
And I'm not trying to, bag on him a lot, but it's like, and I keep seeing people in the chat talking about, well, this guy dropped the ball, and this guy got a penalty, and this guy. Watch football, man. It's all about the next play. It's all about the next play. You have to teach your team next play. So throw a touchdown, next play. Get a sack, next play. Get sacked, next play. Throw an interception, next play.
But you know what it is, Sam? It's the case of multiple things can be true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they dropped passes. They missed tackles. They also was a bad game plan going in. I didn't think you needed to be conservative. I think you needed it. You were playing on the road in a hostile environment at night.
Right.
Throw the ball.
Yeah.
Throw the ball, throw it off, and throw it deep. Yeah. You got the better receiver core. You got the better wide receiver matchups. Throw the football, man. Don't come out here conservative. You trying to – I mean, he had one quarter where I thought he figured it out. And I said, okay, cool. This ball game here. Because, again, 17-0, we get a stop at the half. We pulled 24 points. They're not going to meet us at 24.
Yeah.
Just get one more touchdown, second half, game over with. And I could not figure out exactly what the game plan was. I have no idea what was happening.
I think the first half was they did everything that they wanted to do. I think the flow of the game was moving the way Mike wanted it to move, right? The problem is it seemed like he didn't have a knockout punch in his playbook. And I thought he had one. I thought that this offense would create a big play here and there, because for the most part, I think they've done a decent job creating big plays. You know what I'm saying?
That's their offense.
Yeah, and I've called Mike a plus play caller on this podcast several times.
Mm-hmm.
These last two games have left me wondering. Maybe I'm wrong about that, because the offensive line really wasn't that bad, man. They wasn't that bad in the game. You know, they wasn't that bad. You know, but there does have to be a mindset from your play caller, your head coach, the leader of your organization that is. We prepare to win games. We're going to act like we prepare to win a game. I think there's some soul searching that needs to go on. And does that mean fire the coach? No, I don't think you got to fire the coach, man. Whatever, man. Keep him. But there needs to be some long stares and look in the mirror, because NC State wasn't better than you, man. I don't care what anybody says. They wasn't better than you. Okay. Nope. And then once the quarterback got hurt, there's no way you lose that game once that quarterback gets hurt, right? Like, the other dude, he was worse than Tate Rudemaker. You know, that dude wasn't any good. Like, they might not win another game with that guy at quarterback, if we're being honest.
Nope.
So, you couldn't find a way to beat them. Man, come on, man. Come on, man. I think, for the most part, we want to see Mike win games that he has more talent than the other team. If the game is playing out where we feel like we're the more talented team, we should win the game. That's just point blank, period.
Don't lose winnable games. I mean, right. At this point, I thought, again, we're 3 years in. We should not be losing winnable games. You should not be losing two teams when you're up 17-3 and they got a backup quarterback who can't throw. There's under no circumstance should you lose that game.
Right.
And that is on the staff. Yeah, players drop passes. They absolutely did.
Yeah.
Defensive missed some tackles when they needed to. Bad, again, that was a terrible roughing the pass call. That's not roughing the pass. We said it at the time. At the time, I think the announcers looked at everybody said the same. It wasn't roughing the passer. You got to overcome it, though. You know what I mean? It's a part of football. There are going to be bad calls.
My whole
There's
thing going is to be all, problems this, that, all this stuff happens, man, in football. Like, people keep pointing to these things like they don't happen in football. They do. They do. They happen in football all the time. Like,
every single week. Guys, we're not the only team who get bad calls. We're not the only team like you said, who players get hurt. Teams have lost. Again, NC State just beat you. They lost their quarterback. They had every reason to fold up shop and go home. Like, that was it. We lost our quarterback, and this dude can't throw.
And
it was real. It was obvious very early that they knew he couldn't throw. I mean, it was real early that we was like, okay, he can't throw. He threw one of them. It looked horrible. Hit the dirt. We was like, okay, great. At this point, I just knew the game was over. Oh, he can't throw. We got a plan then. It's Jordan Travis has to play better. Mike has to coach better. Receivers have to play better. The defense has to play better. Like, as a team, everybody has to step up. Right. And I thought as a team, everybody took a step back. You know what I mean? Like, they all looked at the pressure and took a step back. The last drive was a culmination of a whole lot of bad from everybody, right? Like, again, I look at the last drive and say, well, that's basically what was happening the whole game. Right. A whole lot of indecision. We don't have any idea what we planned on doing. We have no idea what the general game plan was. So, okay, the original plan was let's run, set up for the field goal.
Right.
Okay. I don't agree with it, but that's your decision. Live with it, right?
Yeah.
So then why get to the end of the game or get to the last play and then decide, you know what? I ain't going to run it. We ain't going to run it no more. We're going to throw it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. That don't make no sense because you was just setting up for the field goal. Stick with something. It was as if, and this is why I say I don't know if he had a game plan or if he had a plan for that last drive, because if you were playing to set up for the field goal, don't then go against what you was planning on. Right. The plan was the field goal. I don't agree with it, but that's fine. But that's your decision. You the head coach. You make the money. And it's as if he decided somewhere mid through, like, oh, shoot, I can't play for a field goal. I don't have a field goal kick.
Right.
And then he was like, you know what? We better try to get the touchdown. Well, then that goes counter. And that's why your team ends up in a situation where now it's like, shit, we're playing for a field goal.
They indecisive as you are. They're just as indecisive.
And that's what I mean. They reflect your – the team is now saying, wait, we were just going – we knew we was running. We were setting up for the field goal. Let's run. And now we get to the point where it's passed. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a low percentage play.
Right.
That's a low percentage play. So then it doesn't make any sense. I would have been fine with you trying out Fitzgerald. Win or lose, I'd have been fine with it because you had made a decision. Right. You know what I mean? You had made a decision. You had done it. But when you get to the point where we set up for the field goal, set up for the field goal, and now all of a sudden we're going to throw it. Well, now I'm looking at it like, do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Because it didn't seem like it in that moment. And then to call the play that, again, the only reason why it worked the last time was because your receiver made an unbelievable catch.
Right.
I'm not going with another unbelievable catch play. Those are, you know what I mean? That's not, hey man, see if you can make that same catch between the helmet or whatever it is. That's not a play that you make regularly.
But you know what's funny?
So then
funny,
if I am going to call a play, throw it to Wilson. Again, Wilson is having drops, but at least he's a bigger body. He's one-on-one at the bottom of the field. It makes for a better decision. I know they say that Jordan Travis had the ability to make the decision for himself. Don't leave that up to your quarterback.
Yeah, well, another thing.
Put your quarterback in a position to win, man.
What I found it funny was people keep saying, well, we scored on that play in the first half, and they got the same look in that particular situation. But
the defense got the same look, too.
Exactly. If you look at the DB, he was like, oh, okay, y'all finna throw it right back over here.
He said it after the game. Yeah, he said it after the game. I saw this look. I knew what they were doing. I was going to take away the back shoulder. Y'all, it gives no credence to the fact that other people play football too. Like, you are playing against the defense. Just because you saw this look early and scored on it, the defense has seen that look all night, for the record. Right. And that was also part of the, in my opinion, bad game plan.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think that was a big deal. So, you know, overall.
Hold on. I just want to address something. There were five options for Jordan. There's five options for Jordan every play.
Right, but I mean,
every single play, there's five options for Jordan. Sometimes you have to call the play for your quarterback. I'm Man, look at other teams play. I want people to watch other quarterbacks, watch other teams play besides Florida State, and understand that in certain situations, they take the responsibility out of their quarterback's hands, no matter how good or how bad it is. Mm-hmm. We are telling you what the play is. As the head coach of this football team, I am telling you what the play is.
Yeah.
You don't have an option to throw it to a freelancer. You don't have no option to do it. We are telling you this is the decision that you should make. Right. If this is not open, throw it away. That's what we tell them. Like, you need to put in a position to where your receiver can get the ball and nobody else. You only throw it to Johnny Wilson. Like, I get he had five options. Don't give your quarterback five options with the game on the line.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I don't know. I think you could have gave that same look and did something different with it. But, you know, whatever.
You could have gave that same look and ran it. Again, that was the game. You were playing for a field goal. You didn't need to throw a shot. You didn't need to take a shot at the end zone.
Yeah. I think
you could have. I mean, you were getting, what they say, 6 yards a carry in the second half?
Right.
Oh, you were getting 6 yards a carry for the game. Spread them out, run it two times, kick your field goal.
Yeah, I think and then you look at just in general, did the receivers play well? Did they? I don't know, man. But at sometimes you have to just win. Like, okay, it's been a bad game today, but guess what? Today we got one drive. We got to make some throws, some catches, catch the ball. It's winning time. And I do think that's a DNA ingrained in you type thing that you develop over time, right? Like, Alabama didn't play great against Texas A&M, but when it's time to come make winning plays, guess what?
They'll win.
They made some winning plays, and they got out of there alive with their win. You know what I'm saying? So
they don't beat themselves. See, that's the thing about it. The good teams do not beat themselves. We've seen 2 weeks in a row where we have beat ourselves.
But they don't allow things to beat them. Like, they don't allow a couple drop passes to be the reason why you lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, teams drop wide receivers drop the ball, man. This is
NFL. They drop balls.
It's this rudimentary. It's like all this stuff that people be bringing up, and I just like, do y'all watch football? Like, nobody plays a clean game. Like, referees miss calls.
They make bad calls.
They make bad calls.
Targeting penalties. Players get tossed out all the time. Yeah. Like, man, it's a part of football. It's just a part of the game.
Teams come in game with two safeties, and one of them get knocked out the game early because of a targeting call. Guess what? Now they're down to their third string safety. And guess what? They still find a way to win games.
Again.
That's why you coach.
They lost their quarterback, man.
It's why you coach.
Went to a backup dude from Charleston Southern who could not throw the football. That's the adversity. Don't tell me about drops.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta.
Matter of fact, here's what's funny is you take it away because we had it. We had the same situation. We lost our quarterback. Tate Rodemaker came out there and won.
Yeah. Nobody thought it was possible.
Miss me with the drop passes and all. Man, teams gonna go through adversity. You have to overcome it. I don't care about the drop pass. I don't care about any of that stuff. Play better, coach better.
So I think
on to the next play.
So the big deal, I think, is going to be, you know, how they respond in the next couple of weeks. Because, like I said, I think it's going to be very hard for you to beat Clemson. I find it very difficult for you to beat Clemson. I do think you can make it a game.
But the thing is, they can beat Clemson, though. I guess that's what's crazy is, I've said I'm not picking them, you know, a couple of weeks and they end up picking them. I'm definitely not picking them against Clemson. Just because of, like I said, they have not executed well these past 2 weeks, so they haven't given me anything to pick them. But here's what's funny is, I'll probably pick them the rest of the season, win or lose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think they can lose these three and still rattle off the next five.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and I'll probably pick them to rattle off the next five. Because nobody they're playing down the schedule, down the stretch, in my opinion, is better than them. So I look at this team and I say, all right, you can lose the Clemson.
Yeah.
Ain't no big deal.
Right.
4-3. Go out there and win the next five. I'll chalk it up as a bad month. Y'all can't beat the top 10 teams yet. Cool. Give you another year.
Yeah.
Maybe y'all can get to that point.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't think, in general, I think we have enough players to win these games, man. So I don't, you know, I just think the team just have to, I think there's something missing there with Mike and but he got time to figure that out. You know, he got time to soul search and figure it out. So I'm not going to be too high, too low on him as far as, you know, what needs to happen and what doesn't need to happen. But, you know.
Again, in my opinion, it didn't change him. You know what I mean? Like, right. I haven't changed my opinion.
Right.
He had a bad game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. And I think that's the problem that a lot of fans, like, when we see the timeline, if you're critical of Mike, then all of a sudden, you're no longer a fan or you want him fired. Nobody said that. We said he called, in my opinion, I thought he called a bad game.
Yeah.
Especially down the stretch. I think if you don't score touchdowns in three of your quarters, you called a bad game.
Yeah.
Yes, you were up 17-3. So you can say that the game plan was good. I don't agree with that. I think you should have. Again, Mike has been the king of scripting his opening drive. He couldn't get any points. They didn't look good. I couldn't figure. Again, it looked very predictable. And NC State figured it out early.
Mm-hmm.
Second half, we started doing, I think, what a lot of people thought the game plan was going to be.
Yeah.
Throw the ball deep, get the ball out of his hands. You know what I mean? Let some of your wide receivers make some plays.
Right.
And then the second half, they just went away from it again. And they went back conservative to what they did in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And they and didn't score the rest of the game until they again opened it up again in the fourth for that last drive.
Yeah.
It, to me, I thought it was very obvious what the game plan should have been, but for some reason they played not to lose as opposed to playing to win.
Yeah, and I think the more concerning thing with all of this is we need Mike to be a plus level in game head coach because he is a below level high school recruiter, right? So he's never going to lap these teams in a bunch of talent. He's never going to be, like, lap them so much in talent that his in-game coaching doesn't matter, right? We, you know, so he need to be better in-game because we know what he is in recruiting. You know what I'm saying? So he need to be better in-game, man. He got to be better because that's what's going to make the difference between his recruiting, you know, and him as a head coach. And like I've said several times, no head coach is perfect other than Nick Saban. There's only one coach I've seen that's great in-game. Great hiring coaches, great recruiting. It's three things you want your coach to be. Hard to find all three. Most guys are just two. Some guys are just one, you know. So he got to be better at in game.
Again, I think the more winning close games requires you to be better in game. You know what I mean? Like, you can't afford to take off. You can't have a bad quarter. That could be the difference between winning and losing. You can't have poor decision. And, you know what I mean?
His offense – You got to be better in the second half, man. And I think a lot of these teams are starting to figure you out a little bit because you don't put more film out there. They're figuring you out a little bit. Where's your adjustment? Where's your counter punches at? You got to find them, you know. So we'll see. You know, it's gonna be a long season. You know, we'll know more about Mike as the season go on.
Matter of fact, I'm asking this because you said something the other day. I think maybe you tweeted or it was in the post-game spaces. You said Jordan Travis regressed. Do you believe he's regressing, or is it just he had a couple bad games?
I don't think he's as comfortable in the game plan as the game is going on. I think that's a part of it. I think these defenses are scheming better against him because they got more film on him now. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a lot of it. And I think this offense is kind of based on momentum. And when they don't have good momentum as far as moving the football and things like that, he starts rap trapping, you know? He doesn't seem like a common force for the offense right now. And that's kind of what we need him to be.
I think he is the same quarterback he was to begin the season. Mm-hmm. Just the competition has gotten better.
No, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? I look at the stuff that he did early, and I look at the stuff he's doing now. It's the same stuff.
Right.
The difference is your receivers may not be able to win that one-on-one battle as much because they're playing against better DBs. That bubble screen that Michael Pittman was able to get you 15-4, he's only getting 3.
Yeah,
because the linebacker is a little better.
Yeah,
you're not able to control the ball running the ball like you were earlier. So now it's put a little bit more pressure on him. I don't think I think he's exactly who he was. I just think the competition's gotten a little better. I think once you get to Georgia Tech, he'll look like the old Jordan, or like what we saw early in the season.
Okay.
Georgia Tech ain't nearly as good. I think when you get to Miami, he'll look like Miami defense ain't that good. I think I think he'll look like a lot of the like we saw him early when you play worse defenses.
Right.
So maybe we elevated him or maybe, you know what I mean, like early on in the season to being a Heisman Trophy contender. And right. he never really was. Just the competition was very low. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a very good college quarterback. That's what I think. And I still think he's a very good college quarterback.
Okay.
Is he up there with the elite guys? No. Is he up there with the top of the conference where I thought he was last week? Nah, not really. He's probably middle to top tier of the, you know, of the conference, which is fine because that'll allow us to win the games that we should win, every game that we're favored in. But right. you probably won't beat anybody who you shouldn't beat.
Yeah.
And that's who he's been. I mean, if we look at who he's been throughout, not even just this season, but through his career.
Yeah.
He won all the games that he was supposed to win. If we were the better team, 100%, he going to get you that win. He will not lose it. But yeah. I think it was mentioned before we did the last podcast, can he take the team, put us on his back, and then carry us to a win?
Yeah.
And at this point, he hasn't shown it. Again, right. EJ Manuel did it. Christian Ponder did it. A lot of other quarterbacks have done it where they can get you a win when you need it.
Yeah.
To this day, he hasn't done it yet. Can he do it against Clemson? We'll see. I don't think so. But we'll see. You know what I mean? Because he still has more football left to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I, you know what? I think I actually would agree with you. I think I would agree with you. Yeah. I think I agree with you on that. I think that sounds about right.
It was like, nah. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Boy, you silly. I guess my last question is, do you think the last loss, this loss, and potentially losing to Clemson affects the rest of the season?
Circa Georgia Tech. That's the game. That's the game.
I'm gonna be honest with
Circle
you.
That.
You lose to Georgia Tech again, man. I'm gonna have some problems.
Because I think he's gonna fight against
Clemson. I'm very temperate right now.
I think you're gonna fight against Clemson. I think you're gonna look respectable coming out of that game. I do think you're gonna lose.
I think it'll be another close loss. I think it'll look a lot like North Carolina State. Yeah. It'll be another close loss. No scoring.
You know, but don't get too high after that loss and it sends you kind of really low again, and then you go out and fumble around with Georgia Tech for three quarters and they end the game in the fourth quarter and you some kind of way lose that game. That would be a doomsday scenario in which I will be really concerned.
Well, here's the problem. If you lose that game, at this point, I think you get to a place where now your recruiting class becomes into question. You know what I mean? When you don't have high recruiting, if your recruiting class falls apart and you got the number 5 class, you may still land at number 10 to 12. Mm-hmm. When you at 15 and your class falls apart, now you're in the 20s.
Right. Which is
you cannot be in the 20s.
Which is just about what he's kind of lived at recently.
Correct. Because you haven't had enough wins to prop up to keep your class together. I think Clemson would be, I would love it. Do I think they'll do it? No. Can they? Absolutely. That Georgia Tech game, though, in my opinion, is 100% necessary. I don't think you have to win the Georgia Tech game. I don't think they will lose it, in my opinion. I honestly 100% believe in that they will run the tables after Clemson. Yeah, I believe they'll run the table after Clemson. I do think they have the better team than all those other teams they play. Sam, you gone, but you must be on mute.
I think it'd be very interesting because Syracuse scares the shit out of me. If Florida, I don't know, man. We're going to see what Florida is, man. I don't know. So Syracuse does scare me, but I think you should be able to beat Miami.
You should be able to beat Miami, Syracuse. Again, Syracuse does scare me. Syracuse is a tough game. It's in the dome. All that good jazz. Go win the game, dog.
Yeah.
You are a better team than Syracuse.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah,
and that's what I guess this is what I'm saying. Go win the games that you were supposed to win.
Yeah, that's true. Just go do that.
I don't – lose the Wake Forest. That's fine. We had them losing the Wake Forest before the season start. Lose the Clemson. We had you losing that one. And lose NC State. We had you losing that one, too. Now, again, I don't like the way you lost it because you could have won them.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll take it. We'll take those losses. Go out there and beat Miami because you're better than they are this year. Go out there and beat Florida because you're better than they are this year. Go out there and beat Syracuse. Go out there and beat Georgia Tech. go win the games you're supposed to win.
Yeah. I mean, just winning to solve a lot of this stuff, man, and get a lot of the angst off of this. But, you know, every game has its own story. Every game creates its own narrative. Every game, you get to judge the coaching staff and the players, whatever. I'm not down on the team yet. I'm really not. I'm not down on them yet. I still think it's a lot of positive there. I think a lot of the things that we believed about the team, the negative stuff that we believed about the team, is rearing its head in these games that you're a little bit more equally matched in.
Yep.
So I'm, you know, like most people said, well, if you pick them to go 7-5 or 8-4, why are you so down about it? You know, I would tell people
because we've seen the games.
We watch the games now. We realize some of these teams ain't even as good as we thought they was. You know what I'm saying?
NC State is not the 14th ranked team in the country. Let me be very clear. NC State is a good football team. NC State ain't the number 14 ranked team in the country.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not a lot of good teams out there, though, either. So.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, but what I'm saying is, again, we should have won that game.
Like I said, I thought Wake Forest was a top 10 team. I still believe that, right? Like
I believe that as well.
I know a lot of people believe if we played them again, we could. I don't think so, man. I think if we played them 10 times, they'll win 8. That's my personal opinion. I think they're poised enough and veteran enough that they could do whatever they need to do to win a game. Whatever game, however you want to play the game, they can play in any style or any fight, and they can win the game against you. But
I thought he coached tight. I thought Mike coached tight in this game, and I understandably why, right? Every game is he. I know he's looking at it almost as a referendum, and I do think he hears the outside noise. So for me, I think Mike has to let it go.
I want him to be the aggressive play caller that he was at Memphis. Like, just get aggressive and get.
I think he's scared. I used to think the coaches don't hear the outside noise. Now I realize in this day and age, they hear it all.
Yeah.
It's not possible for them not to hear it all.
Yeah, they just as in tune as the players are. Yeah. Yeah.
They're just the players hear it because you hear them talk about it, and the coach knows it as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? They know exactly what's going on, and I think it's almost impossible. It's almost non-human for us to look at him the way he calls the games, and look at the way he, you know, and assume he's able to block all that out and just call plays. You haven't won enough yet at Florida State to be able to block out all that noise. So I think he's carrying those games. Adam Fuller, I know he's doing it. End of these games, he get into a shell of a defense that's not close to being the defense he plays the rest of the games.
Right.
It's how LSU can take it 90-something yards on you. Right. It's how Wake Forest can score when they – like whenever – hey, we need a drive. It's how when third and whatever it is, you somehow still let them get – I know we probably wouldn't have won the game, but you still somehow let this guy on third and whatever it is with 20, 30-something seconds
right.
take off up the middle when right. you knew they was going to run it. You could have left them three receivers out there by himself and just lined all 11 up in the box. They were not going to let that kid throw it to a wide-open dude.
Right.
What you doing? You get what I'm saying? Like, and so I understand that's fear. They're all, I think, coaching with a little bit of fear. I need them all to let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. Just go play football. You're gonna get criticized regardless. So if you try to get, so if you're trying to like not be criticized, it's not working. You might as well just go out here and do what you gotta do. They gonna talk shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk shit.
Yeah, that's what
Sam is gonna talk shit.
Yeah.
And when we win, we're gonna tell you how great you are. We enjoy doing those 4-0 podcasts.
Yeah,
we had a great time. I hate coming in here talking about the negatives. We enjoyed, man. We did our first 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0 podcast. We had a great time. Everybody was happy. We loved to talk about how great Mike was. All the articles was great. Everybody, all the hype videos. It was a fun time.
Right.
Go relax, man. Go do that. The same thing. Go ahead and beat Clemson. You won't hear me talk about NC State. I ain't gonna care.
Yeah, exactly.
We won't talk about Wake Forest. So just go get it done. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, you have to just start find a way to beat a team that you're not supposed to. If not, that's fine, because you may not be there yet. But, boy, just finding a way to beat a team that you're not supposed to beat.
Yeah, find a way, man. Find a way. So, you know, great pod, great reaction to, you know, it took a little while for us to get back. Make sure y'all subscribe to the show. Make sure you rate and review on Apple. I got my phone ringing. Make sure you rate and review on Apple, iTunes, and Spotify. Make sure you go.
You want to take any questions for you?
I mean, if they got any How do we beat Clemson? We match up running backs on their linebackers and match up our wide receivers with their safeties, and we take body shots. We take shots all game. That's what
I see. Are we built for that?
Yeah, you did it last year. You matched up toward the field on the linebackers last year and made big plays.
No, I'm talking about on the shot plays is what this offense is. You're talking about more 10-minute drive, taking air out.
I'm talking about throwing haymakers every quarter.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm talking about matching up safety line.
The same thing I thought they should have did against NC State.
Yeah, match up wide receivers against safeties and the linebacker and the running backs versus those linebackers, man, and take shots, man. Just keep throwing body blows. I don't care. If it caused you to get blowed out, cool. But knock them on their ass, man. Just keep trying to take knockout shots against them, because if you can hit two or three with that crowd you're going to have on Saturday, you're going to put yourself in a chance to win the game.
So, it's going to be loud. It's going to be rocking. You're going to have all the momentum in the world.
And you're not going to sustain drives against that defensive line. You're not.
That's what I thought you were talking about. No, yeah, they're going to go out and have sustained drives. I was like, I don't know if they can do that.
Yeah.
Somebody asked if we addressed the Jordan, the Deion Sanders thing.
I'm not getting into all that, man. I think that's a lot of weird. It's getting weird over there in the SWAC with Deion and everybody.
It's hate, ain't it?
Yeah, it's hate. He does talk a little bit too much, and he kind of throws stones from his ivory tower a little bit.
You know who he is, yeah, though. See, I guess my thing is, if you know who Prime is, you know who Deion is. It ain't like he been different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From the first time you heard him talk, you knew who Deion was. So if you expect to get in the conference with Deion, you understand who he going to be. You know he going to talk. You know he going to say some things. Go out there and coach your football team, man.
It's ridiculous to be acting like that during a handshake to me, because
that,
it's kind of like.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. If you don't like somebody, I don't like it, bro. Just dap it up and keep it moving. Like, you know, I get why some
Whether you gave him a regular dap hug or the regular handshake, It said nothing less. You know what I mean? It didn't make it seem like y'all was buddy because he gave you a dap hug.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, man, nah, you can't give me no dap. Like,
yeah. I mean, he's doing...
be a fucking grown up.
Be a grown up.
Be a grown up, dog. Yeah. Like, I thought it was childish. I thought the press conference was childish. By both of them, him and Deion.
It's all ridiculous.
It's all ridiculous, man. Yeah. Grow up. Everybody need to grow up out there. Yeah, Deion included.
Yeah. I think he takes a little. Yeah. I think he takes. They all need to grow up, but I hate it for the kids. You know me; I'm all about the kids. So,
man, them kids don't care.
Yeah, they don't. Probably not.
Them kids don't care. It's just ignorant, dog. This man. Yeah, it was ignorant, dog.
But anyway,
I thought the whole thing was ignorant. It was a bad look.
That's the pod. This is a great show. Please, man, like, subscribe. If you haven't found us on Apple, man, I'll put the Apple in the Spotify in the comment section when the show uploads. Make sure you subscribe on Apple and Spotify. You know, you don't have to listen on there, especially if you listen on YouTube. I get it. But just subscribe to the show. You know, it helps build the show, helps build the platform and everything, man. And, man, I appreciate all you guys coming through. And that's the show, man. Tough loss. Got packed up. But guess what? Every week you got a chance to prove yourself.
Go again, man. I promise you. You want to hear us talk about NC State? Go beat Clemson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go beat Clemson. Yeah. All is forgiven. Winning cures all. We've seen it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. But all right, man.
All right. This is Listen Up Podcast. We out.
You just heard the Listen Up Podcast. Yeah. Big